The following podcast contains real reviews and the ridiculous reactions of two would-be oracles of the internet. The opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Seriously.
Hey, welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Man, do we have a podcast for you? It's a podcast about internet reviews from places like Amazon, TripAdvisor, Kmart.com.
Google.
Yelp. Google reviews, dude. And then we read a review, and then hopefully, hopefully the review is funny. If it's not funny, we'll find the funny for you. You know, that's sort of what you're paying for.
It's kind of a mantra, find the funny.
Find the funny, find the fudge, eat the goo. I think a lot of people are saying that these days.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot of goo eaters out there. These reviews sort of opened a world to me that I didn't know
about. A whole new world, maybe?
A whole new world, perhaps. Ooh. From Amazon, Matt. I have a review for the Skippity Ball. That's right. The Ippity Toys Skip-It Ankle Toy Pink. Retro Skip-It Toy Hopper Ball. Improve coordination. Get exercise the fun way. Playground Ball. Playground Ball. Best retro birthday gifts for kids. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Retro? I feel so old.
I looked up Skip-It. And Skip-Its don't be looking like Skip-Its be looked like to us no more. No? I also found out Skip-Its are like from the 70s.
I was going to say, I feel like that actually was, I made the retro joke, but I feel like it was at least from the 80s.
Yeah, it had that resurgence when we were kids. The Skip-It from our childhood is so clear in my mind that when I saw these other versions, sort of like the cheapo version, sort of like the new wave LED light versions, I was like, time has passed.
What? Yeah, what's going on here? What does the sit and spin look like now?
Yeah. Let me send you a picture of this one, because this is sort of a kiddie version of the Skip It, too.
Sit and spin still looks pretty much the same. We're good there.
Thank God. Thank God. And thank God for that.
Oh, look at the skippy dippy ball. Looks like that face. I don't know. It's like a watermelon got turned inside out. It's like a pink ball with little white lines and a green little smiley face.
Right. It's like one side is a handcuff that you put around your ankles, but it's this one's for kids, so it's like got a nice green rubber around it. And then it's attached to a string, and there's a ball. And apparently you can put stuff in the ball to weight it down, but we'll get into that into the review.
Yes.
This review is by C.C. Powell. They write, "Toy does not match up to the old original Skip-It toy of the 60s.
Jesus.
Purchased for a very active 5-year-old. When I received it, it was very large, of cheap and hard plastic. There are no instructions except for the information on the box, but when I said I went to look at what it is described, it's said to weigh it down to put water or sand in the hole under the smiley face. Had no idea how to take off the smiley face or how to add the water or sand. It is very cheap and unenjoyable. Great idea for an active 5-year-old, but unusable due to the size. Way too huge for a 5-year-old's ankle. And the cheap hard plastic, like a solid waffle ball." Disappointment all around. 2 stars.
Okay. The first thing that struck me about that is describing a 5-year-old as very active. Like, you're not really saying a whole lot there. I would be more interested, I would care about a description if the child were not. I've got a lethargic 5-year-old.
Right. The active kids are going to be active with or without the skibbity-dibbity-boo-bop. They don't need saving by this beautiful miracle device.
So this is Grandma trying to, like, Grandma's hands are full with you, you little Dickens.
Treating their grandchild like a dog. Like, oh, you don't give them the Skip-It for 20 minutes today, then they're not going to you know, they're going to be too uppity later.
Yeah. They're not going to want a nap.
Let me put you outside with this actual ball and chain. You can kind of spin it around for a little while, see if that'll tucker you out.
It can't be that complicated to pop the little face off.
No, from what I there's diagrams, sir. If we want receipts about dissecting this little thing's bunghole. Oh, taking off the face to expose the bunghole underneath. See, this is sort of it's definitely like a shellfish monster that's attached to this thing, right? It doesn't have anatomy like ours, where the butthole is on the opposite end of the head.
Yeah, it's sort of underneath. Foreign.
There's a little picture revealing the sand hole.
Oh, ha, look at that.
Yeah, it doesn't look, I don't know, it doesn't look too unusual.
Yeah, it almost looks like the face itself is the cap. It's a little slot that probably just pops right on there. You pop sucker off. Come on, Grandma.
What got me... Here, I'll read this positive review real quick, and then I'll go into what I think it'll lead in nicely to what I had going. My idea for this good toy. AK titles their review Blast from the Past. I remember having to skip it when I was younger, and I initially purchased it to keep my child moving and active while under quarantine. However, I end up using it more than them. The part that goes around your ankle unsnaps, so you don't have to worry about sneezing your foot in the hole. Yeah. It seems as if it was made out of some pretty cheap material, but it serves its purpose. 5 stars.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
So I'm thinking about filling that hole with like lead or cement.
Or like a real heavy.
Right. And then, you know, I guess the two applications are either extreme exercise or dismemberment combat.
Yeah, an affordable mace or whatever the proper name. Mace has spikes. No, flail has spikes. This would be a mace.
You get cooking with that skip it and you start moving in a direction. No one's gonna get kneecapped by a cement ball skip.
Oh, dang. You're king of the playground with this sucker.
You stand up. This is my frisbee.
You hear it whistling in the wind.
Yeah, you clock a little Johnny right in the nose with this sucker. Boom, glasses busted, nose busted.
Mm-hmm.
You busted his stuff right up.
If you get it heavy enough, you can sort of swing it around and use it to propel yourself forward through the air, almost like Thor's hammer.
Oh, you use physics to your advantage here.
Yeah, this is teaching our kids a lot. The children are our future, so give them a skibbity-bibbity, bibbity-boo-bop, skip it, I think is the message I want to take away from this. Do you have a review?
I got a message. I got a message and a review. This review was sent to me by listener Lisa. Thank you for, I guess, planning a trip because you used TripAdvisor. I have a TripAdvisor review for John D. MacArthur Beach State Park. This is in North Palm Beach, Florida. And this is a TripAdvisor review coming to us from Fat Cat 7.
Fat Cat 7. The other 6 fat cats.
They spent their lives. That's interesting. Cool. If you hover over their name on TripAdvisor, it tells you Fat Cat 7 has visited 15 cities.
Cool. Wow.
That's cool. Wow. Fat Cat 7 titles their review, An Oasis in the Skyscrapers, but watch out for naked people. And the way this reads almost like sounds like some, I don't know, like epic tale warning. I'll see if I can convey that, the effect that I was struck when I first read it. Fat Cat 7 writes, "This is a beautiful park with a couple of nice trails. Bring bug repellent if you are walking the trails. It's a great place to collect some shells. I always try to bring an extra bag and pick up any garbage I find that may have drifted down from the city. Very quiet during the week, however, at John D. MacArthur Beach State Park. And here it comes. Do not round the bend in the beach where the crooked palm grows from the sand. Unless you are looking for naked people doing strange things. Unfortunately, the snorkeling reef is also in that area. Just watch your children if they start wandering to the left once you exit the boardwalk. It's still a great park. Unfortunately, some people cannot seem to behave properly in public places. I highly recommend, but just avoid the weirdos who frequent the dunes to the left of the boardwalk. Four circles. TripAdvisor uses circles. I'm going to say circles.
That definitely painted a sort of opening of Jurassic Park 2-esque cinematographic picture in my mind.
Yeah, let's go with it.
Yeah, artsy fart. Yeah, it looked like cinematography of Jurassic Park 2.
Mm-hmm.
The opening scene where the little girl gets eaten by the little dinosaurs because she's got a chicken sandwich.
The darndest things happen out there. What can I say?
Yeah, you imagine not if you turn the corner and there's a little baby dinosaurs looking to eat you and your chicken sandwich, but naked people being weird.
That is the little parsley on top, the extra little. I don't know if it's flavored, but that they're doing weird things.
They're doing weird stuff. Because it's not, I don't think it's sexual, right? It would, it might be sexual. There's a 5% chance that it was sexual and they just don't know how to express that appropriately. Mm-hmm. But weird things conjure so much more.
Yeah, okay. Naked people doing strange things and then weirdos who frequent the dunes.
Weird dune people, dude, who like to be naked. Weird naked dune. Because, okay, so the line that the phrasing paint, because it's not sex, but it's weirder than it has to be weirder than a drum circle.
Yeah, it's not just like a nude beach, people bathing. Mm-hmm. It's not, I don't know.
There's some sort of activities.
Are they painting? No, that's, even that would be explained. Oh, they're artistic.
That would be weird, but I think you would say,
painting.
I went around the bend and there's some naked people painting. Like you would just say that.
Yeah, strange things. Strange things.
New season of Stranger Things is shaping up to be different, I tell you what.
When I worked for the conservation district in my neck of the woods, I remember going to one of our park locations, and it was the other guy's like first week, and I was like, dude, I'll take the bathroom, I'll clean that. You just walk the trail and pick up any trash you see. And like I heard him say morning to somebody, and I look over and you just see somebody yelled like, what's wrong? And they stood up, and thankfully there was a healthy I was gonna say bush.
Thank God this guy had a healthy bush.
There's a healthy amount of foliage, so he was obscured from the waist down.
So an Austin Powers gag situation.
Yeah, but it became apparent to us that this person was just sunbathing in the middle of a path, like a forest path, and we'd come up upon them.
That's bold.
That is bold, yeah.
When it's but that bold, that, you feel like they want to be found, right?
Yeah. Opposite of voyeuristic, maybe. Exhibitionist. That's not like, I went and I saw a naked person doing a strange thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting some sun on the trail.
Right. There's some part of you can understand wanting to be naked in the sun. You know, they just are slightly more exciting. About their location to do like, that.
Are they flinging pizza dough at each other, just whipping it around?
I can only imagine there's some sort of black magic cult like activity, right? They're drawing figures in the sand, doing strange dances, walking around on all fours,
playing instruments you've never seen nor heard.
Producing sounds you could never imagine.
Okay, I think we kind of understand it now.
Yeah, that is weird. I guess I would take some stars off for naked people doing that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that review leads nicely into, I also have a TripAdvisor this week.
Oh, yeah.
This is for the JJ Grand Hotel in Los Angeles, California. This review by Y1639TCBB. Titles their review, Worst Experience Ever. They write, do not book or stay at this hotel. If I could give this place a negative 0 stars, I would. Customer service was horrendous. Specifically, Jenny at the front desk. My daughter was supposed to stay at this hotel during her birthday weekend in La. There was homeless people laying around all around, and she feared for her life. Jenny wouldn't do anything to help her. She wouldn't allow her to check in early and would not approve a refund, even after the booking company called to request a refund numerous times. I called numerous times, and she would pick up the phone and hang it up every time. I've never witnessed such terrible customer service in my life. Not to mention the hotel was a complete dump. If you care about your life and don't want to waste your money, stay somewhere else. One circle.
Whoa. I mean, I do care about my life.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a dump, why do you want to check in early, though?
You gotta undump. You need some extra time to undump the place.
I don't know, man. God.
The feeling I have, if I'm going to come out and say it, is there's going to be some homeless people in LA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's par for you. You're signing up for that when you're having a vacay in LA. There might be some homeless people in the vicinity you're hanging out.
Most major cities, but particularly California, Southern California. It could be because it's warm out. And
I mean, the way she describes it is though it's like a feral cat shelter, but not for feral cats, for homeless people. There's just like homeless people, almost like another movie reference, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live action, sort of the Foot Clan's yes, base.
I was going to say, it's not like this is a den of thieves. Right. Just because these people are homeless does not mean they're dangerous.
I don't know. Like, when I lived in Chicago, the 7-Eleven, a couple blocks from my house that I went to a lot, always had a couple homeless people outside. And a couple of the dudes were the type of homeless people that are talking in tongues and gesturing towards you as you approach. Mm-hmm. A real uncomfortable situation. But
mm-hmm.
I didn't go to the dude at the counter and make a scene about it. That's something I accepted when I left my house in Chicago, mm-hmm. that I might have to have that interaction. So I don't know if something was happening that was so bad that she needed to leave or like hide in a hotel room, she would have just called the cops instead of leaving a bad review or asking for a refund, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's a pretty thick line between
that's a good point.
Yeah, if her safety was being threatened, it wouldn't be a refund situation. It would be like the police are involved. And then there wouldn't be a question about the refund. They would just do it as a courtesy. You know,
My burger was overcooked because the kitchen caught on fire.
Yeah.
Well, if things are that bad, no. You're not going to be leaving a review, ma'am.
That's the disconnect here, I think, for sure. But I don't know. Let's go back to the homeless, the sort of den of thieves idea that this Grand JJ Grand could be. Yeah, definitely. I picture like revolving doors with sort of Scooby-Doo-esque characters like going magically between them frequently. People hanging from the ceilings. Lots of like cubby holes where homeless people are just sort of hanging or are lounging about, yes, having conversation.
Oh, man. The strange like modular prison from the original Super Mario Brothers movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's just like cages on top of cages, and some of the bad homeless people are in the enemy homeless gang.
This is sort of like L.A. is the fantasy city Los Angeles, and then there's lower Los Angeles where your party needs to go to meet an informant. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, as you, this hotel is the entrance to that world. A very Diagon Alley situation.
You gotta pass through.
Yeah, you gotta go through here, make your trek, and you know, you don't book the JJ Grand Hotel unless you kind of want that situation.
This is a quest you accepted.
Right. This is the prancing pony of Los Angeles hotels. There's gonna be some shady characters walking around. Can you imagine working there? And, like, you're in L.A., so there's, like, yeah, might be a homeless people walking around outside. Mm-hmm. And you're just, like, doing your job, and this girl comes in crying, and, like, there's a homeless person outside giving me my money. You'd be like, yeah, you'd probably think it was pretty ridiculous, too.
Yeah, like,
How do you think Jenny feels? She's got a, you know, she's walking back and forth. Hotel workers work all kinds of hours. I'm sure if anything was unsafe, Jenny's got a pretty good... radar, pretty she good knows. Barometer for yeah. that situation.
Get yourself some cucumber water over there. You'll be fine.
I'm sure the place had cucumber water.
Yeah, it's L.A. They had cucumber water.
It was L.A. They had. She could have sipped on some cucumber water, calmed right down, and gotten in her room. You know. I'm sure the first thing Jenny said was, "Oh, we can't check you in early, but we have some complimentary cucumber water you can enjoy while you wait." And that wasn't enough, was it? For you. You want to take a break? Get some cumber water in us?
Yeah, let's get some cucumber.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click it. Shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to Crap App Reviews.
Oh, boy.
Gross, man. Gross.
Yeah, it's a very crappy week.
Yeah. This is a strange week. Everybody's like, what day of the week is it? I'm like, one of them.
A coworker ran up to me and gripped me by the face. What day is it?
You said, have you been playing Jumanji again? What year is it?
Man, you've been playing Jumanji again, man. Shit.
Crap App Reviews is the segment where I go to the Apple App Store. I find an app. I filter for most critical, and I find some one-star reviews that I think are funny, and then we read them here. Again, they are all one-star reviews. Today, I bring to us an app that we actually generally enjoy. I bring reviews for Discord.
Oh, yeah, some, you know, the company's had a little bloatware, a little bit. Little over designage in their success in past years, but yeah, I've used Discord every day for years. I can't talk too much sloppy on it.
There are a lot of people who are not happy about the recent UI update.
Oh, that, you know, I don't know if I'm big on it either.
Me either.
But anytime any company updates any UI, people are going to go crazy.
I'm ripping my hair out. My muscle memory. It's going to take 2 days to get used to the new placement of the buttons.
Yeah. So I tried to stay away from those. There may be some that kind of comment on that. But let's just start with this one from PlumTiger22. They titled their review, Huh? And they write, Too many ooh-woo girls. 1 star.
I don't know. I kind of like a lot of ooh-woo girls in my app.
That's kind of the point, am I right? You're on Discord, dude. What are you?
You trying to have Discord with some non-ooh-woo girls? Not me, sir.
No, no. You take yourself to, I don't know. There's ooh-woo girls on Reddit, too, so I don't know.
They're everywhere. You can't escape them.
Okay, here is one about the UI. This is from ButtTickler5000. They title the review, "Hate the new UI." And they write, "Ruined everything, including my life." 1 star.
Okay, bud. Okay, bud. Take a deep breath.
Yeah. Nothing is so bad. Nothing is that bad. I think this is on the update as well. This is from North, my beloved. They titled their review "Update" with a period on the end. All lowercase update, but then the body of their review is mostly uppercase, saying, "The update, why? Why, Discord? I started crying. Why?" "I don't know why, but why are the servers and chat in one different area? It's a little stupid, and then when you call and turn on cameras, it has a stupid little box, and I can't get rid of it. And I love Discord and all, but please revert it back to its original layout. I'm crying. Update. Apparently, I can't watch videos while on call."
I don't know what that means. Yes, you can. Oh. If I walked in and my child, whatever age they were, was crying because the UI of their chat app got updated, they would be grounded. I would say you need to some time to think about your priorities separately from this here digital program on your phone.
Yeah, if they're using, I guess, it's best just the phone app. I was going to say, if they're on the computer, then I would put a mirror in front of the computer and have them just stare at themselves and say, "Look at what you've become."
Yeah, I don't want to be a, "You got to play outside for 2 hours a day before you get your computer time" type parent. But, you know, if my kid is becoming brain meltingly terminally online, there's a point where you gotta draw. You gotta say, "Hey,
yeah,
we gotta do something about this."
There's something special, and not special in the good way, about a tablet kid tantrum.
Crying is good. I definitely don't want my kids to think crying's bad, but crying about UI updates is really bad.
Well, I think we've got one more on the UI, but this one I kind of like. This is from nickname 13729388373. They titled their, this is all caps, title included, "The new UI suck." "Bro, the new UI is ack." I don't know if ACC, if that's supposed to be like abbreviated actually. I don't know. Anyway, "Bro, the new UI is ack. So hard to use. It's like starting a game you're good at, but putting it at extreme mode. Please add a button to fix this."
I feel really sorry for these kids. Really, really sorry. I was terminally online, bro. Friends, when I was 11 and we got dial-up and I got a copy of StarCraft, I've been as online as you can be, I feel like. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I've never, ever left a review revealing how salty I was about a UI update. You know, maybe I should be thankful my parents instilled the idea in me that, like, these capitalist machines don't care about me. Even if it wasn't in those words, right? I understood that the people, you know, when you go to McDonald's and your hamburger gets messed up, yelling at the kid behind the counter is not going to fix anything. Mm-hmm. Leaving a review about the UI making you butthurt is also not going to do anything. But, you know, pressing a button that's on the bottom of your screen that used to be on the top of your screen is extreme difficulty mode for sure.
It hurts my body.
It hurts my body, my brain. Oh. All I guess when your brain is goo, it does hurt to change things like that.
You gotta, it's like if your brain were clay, you could kind of remold it a bit. But yeah, If your brain is just mush, you're trying to...
Just a soup.
Here is a review from Jin Jizhong Roblox name. They title their review banned and write, I don't like Discord. They banned me because I'm 10. It's the rules. I know. Like, they're so serious about me. People hate me and I don't want to go download again. Over 10 people hates me. Discord is bad. Vomit emoji. People cuss. Everything was great with the call and texting. Bye. Frowny face.
See, I don't think... When I was 10, I was definitely going places where they would say, are you 13? And saying, yeah, you know? But the trick is you just don't tell anyone, dude.
Right. You're setting yourself up. I'll just read this last one from Bunny Goats. This review is titled Thumbs Up Emoji. And they write, personally, I love it when your bug fix update causes more bugs than it fixes. 1 star.
Yeah, I mean, that one's probably true. That probably actually happened.
Yeah. Guaranteed.
Yeah, that one. See, that's guy. How that's you gotta leave it. That's an adult
writing a review.
Definitely. That was... They're wasting no more time than they have to. They're just saying exactly why they're leaving this review.
The title might be thumbs up emoji, but they really mean middle finger emoji.
Yeah, there is no frill. There was no self-aggrandizing about that review. Hey, guys, your new update? Yeah, sucks. You know, in plain terms, I appreciate it. Is that all we got for the crap app?
That's all we got. That's all we got.
Every single episode of this podcast has been recorded on Discord, so.
Well. Yeah, I don't hate it.
Yeah, could be worse. That's better than Skype, honestly. I'm just like, still so thankful I don't have to use Skype every day. That was quite a program. Do, do, do. No, what was the Skype? What's the Skype song? Is that the Skype song?
No.
Do, 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 do. Or is that's Discord, isn't it?
Yeah. I think. I don't know.
Skype just. Just the evil. I think you could change the ringer. I changed mine to the Pokemon, like, Dr. Oak video call ringer. That was pretty cool. Anyway, I should read a review, huh?
Yeah, do it.
All right, I need to bring myself to attention with a review here. So I have from Amazon the Hi-Yah Call Bell 2-packs, 3.35-inch diameter with metal anti-rust construction desk bell for hotels, schools, restaurant, reception areas, hospitals, warehouses, silver. These are the little bells that you hit, and they go ding-ding, and then someone comes and helps you.
Cool.
This is from Amazon customer. They say, great attention getter. They write... Oh. I took off 1 star for not being able to hit the bell multiple times in a row. I'm an elementary school teacher, and we use the bells as a signal. I need to be able to ring the bell multiple times in a row, and the top just doesn't bounce back fast enough. The first ding is very clear and loud, but the rings after are not as loud. But it comes with 2, which allows me to have 1 in front of my classroom and 1 at the table in the back.
Oh, okay.
The price was great for 2, but I will be purchasing more durable ones next time for next school year. 4 stars.
And here I thought having 2 means you can just sort of like drum set it up. Ding, ding.
Right. The double bell plinking, as they would say in fighting game turns. Plink the 2 buttons.
If you want to be able to have multiple sounds, just, more bells.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, you get a better bell, but... Where's the fun in that?
I feel like if double belling, if the double clicking the bell, there's so many ways we could say it.
Mm-hmm.
It double dinging is the priority. These type of bells is kind of crazy to go for. There's all sorts of instruments where you can ding away to your heart's little content.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be something you can almost Assassin's Creed like have a device on your wrist where you can like pull it out and ding ding.
Ugh, I'm just imagining being in this lady's class.
I know. That's really why I brought it. Is like the type A that bleeds, type A personality that bleeds through every orifice of this review. It creates, like, she's Pavlovian training these children in some way. She's corralling them inhumanely in some type of way.
Yeah, and I guess, sure, old Ma on the farm is ringing the triangle to get the kids in for supper. But, I don't know, there's just, yeah, some strange, like, clinical feel with the teacher ringing a bell.
I had my fair share of strict teachers, but no one quite really treated me like a dog. You know, I think that's the separation here.
Yeah, yeah. We were given treats, but...
I never felt I was treated like an animal, like some sort of farm creature. Maybe by the school board, but not by the individual teachers. Right,
yeah. Gonna get a squirt bottle next and...
Actually, if I was a teacher, I would definitely want a squirt bottle if I could have one.
It's just to, you know, clean off the overhead projector. I gotta have that.
Better than cleaning off overhead projector is cleaning off the marinara sauce on the corner of kids' lips.
Oh,
oof. Yeah, that's the grossest. A little kid with marinara sauce on their face, that's as gross as it gets. Just to be able to, from a distance, from my desk, hey, Carolyn, look over here. Huh? Just two pressurized streams. So I don't have to be close.
Well, Bobby over there's got the Kool-Aid mustache going on.
Yeah, nothing like a red Kool-Aid mustache with the most chapped lips you've ever seen. Oh,
God. There's nothing quite like an elementary schooler's chapped lips. Something about.
It's next level. There's somehow they have, when my lips are even half chapped, I am so desperate for some chapstick that it's insane.
Mm-hmm.
But something, a kid, there's just a stubbornness, an ignorance. A chaos, yeah, where they won't fix it. They just, if they lick it more, it'll get better, which just makes it worse. They're making that new Exorcist movie where it's like two little kids.
Right.
They don't need to put makeup on them. Just like give them a bunch of Kool-Aid and chap their lips and then give them a spaghetti dinner. That would be way scarier than any sort of... Exorcist makeup. Okay, you got a review, my man?
Yeah, I think I don't know how we're gonna react to this one that I found, but you know what? I'll read it. It's a Google review for the Kramer Family Funeral and Cremation Center. Where are we? It's right across the street from Burger in Philly Town. This is in, where the heck? This is in Fort Worth, Texas. This is a review from Jeffrey Sutherland, 2 days old. My goodness. Jeffrey writes of the Funeral and Cremation Center, "Good and compassionate people. I had no idea what to do, and they were the first service that showed up on Google." They came and picked up my mom, who had decided she didn't want the old-style funeral and burial, and returned her ashes to me in about 2 weeks. The price was incredibly reasonable. 5 stars. We're sorry for your loss, Jeffrey. First and foremost,
sorry for your loss. Secondly, I thought that was sort of common knowledge about cremation. I thought that was the whole good part.
Is that as affordable? It's cheap, right? Yeah.
Yep. You get it on the low. They doing cremation cash only out there. You know what I'm saying?
Throw mom in a cardboard box. We'll light her up.
Yeah, you're really just paying for kindling, which.
You can come down and push the button too. We don't have to pay as many man hours.
It's my grandma. Let me push the button.
There were a couple of things. That's the price being incredibly reasonable was one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
Him describing his mom as not wanting the old style funeral and burial.
No, my grandma is adamant about that too. Actually, she's, and it's the price point. She's like, so. She's like pre-pissed at the idea that we would spend money on her funeral. Okay. So she's like demanding that we cremate her.
Oh, I love that.
Personally, not to be macabre, I don't care. You know, if that's grandma's wishes, let's go crazy. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? My parents feel differently. They want the old, you know, grandma and grandpop side by side for eternity, which I understand. I want that for myself too. Mm-hmm. But I ain't grandma, you know?
What made me first think this is something uh-huh. is Jeffrey saying they were the first ones that showed up on Google.
Yeah.
He's just like, I understand being in a, that's a difficult situation when a loved one dies.
Sure.
Most people, I think, would be at a loss of what are the next steps? What do I do? How do I? There's the grieving, but then there's also like the business that needs to be tended to.
The logistics of having a corpse in your apartment, it sounds like one of the obstacles this person needs to overcome.
But dang, the first thing that showed up on Google, you're like, all right. Jeffrey, did you read the other reviews? I want to know.
Right. You're saying you think you got at least 10 minutes to do a little shopping.
I do a little shopping around.
Yeah. How long does it take to scroll, you know? A single scroll wheel turn.
Just to see. Yeah. A couple of options.
And I don't know, the name Kramer, it's an unfortunate side effect of the Seinfeld character, but that's not the most trustworthy name to me. Yeah. No offense to anyone with Kramer last name. Solid, strong, you know, lovely last name, but I can't help but picture sort of a trickster type character when I hear it.
Well, I guess I'm on the Kramer Google, I don't know what you want to call it, Google little like thing where you can read the address and the hours and the reviews. And people also search for Jim's funeral home.
Oh, see, Jim. That's a man who can burn a body. You can trust.
Hey, Jim, mom died. Oh, man. I got the perfect cardboard box for her.
You know, I've been saving a cardboard box just for your ma.
Hey, you know I got that new freezer. Hey, come on. Now,
you can come over right now. Come over right now. There's a box in the back with her name on it. It's been sitting there. I'm telling you. Come on.
Throw her in the freezer. We'll have a couple brews. I'll put her in the box afterwards.
You want to push the button, man? You can push the button. I don't know, man. This is your prerogative, man.
It's just like crossing the street. That's what mom's doing right now. She's just crossing the street.
You know what'd be crazy is if there is a funeral home who sort of like at Disneyland when you go you go build your lightsaber or something, mm-hmm. they sort of make you a part of the process. Where you sort of are going on an activity adventure. You need to go through the various activities to make sure your loved one's good to go. Like there's a craft station, cremation station, a bottling station, all that, you know. And you get to get a little stamp book. Make sure you get your stamps each station. That's a million-dollar idea, I think, of the many we've had on this podcast. Mm-hmm. Sort of an escape room, except the activities are for preparing a body. Could be Egyptian-themed. I think that'd be really good.
Yeah, fitting.
Or, oh, man. I'm thinking like a Nick game show sort of giant.
Oh my.
Body parts, ooze, green yogurt flying everywhere. We got anything more to say about Kramer's crematorium?
Nope.
Okay. I think that's good for this little podcast here this week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. We got new episodes every Tuesday. That's right, hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. We'd like you to know, if you'd like to send an absurd review for us to make some funny ha-has over, just like Lisa. Thank you, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Send it over in an email, a hyperlink or a screenshot to the review. Send that to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include a little name, a little moniker, a little, how do we say hi to you? So we can give you credit for it. Matt.
Yeah. If you want to say hi to us, you can do so on Instagram and TikTok at reviewparty.com. Seriously, get on there. There's some content you could be like, oh, wow, that's, look at all the things they do more than just recording audio every week. There's some stuff happening out there. There's also stuff on Twitter/X at reviewpartypod. If you're into movie reviews, Letterboxd, Review Party, check it out. If you're into websites, reviewparty.com. What's there, you ask? How about the blog? How about learning a bit about a review? How about a Yelp, a Google, this, that, the other? How about
blue.
Reading? Blue? How about listening? Blue? There's a lot of blue. Just go to the blue. The blue, blue, blue.
Yeah. Good place to be. And thanks. I want to say thanks to the Nosebleeds. Letting us use their song, Bread for Breakfast, as our theme song. You've heard it throughout the episode. If you want to listen to the whole thing, if you want to hear some more cool songs by them, check them out on Spotify. Nosebleeds, one word. Great guys. Before I send us off with a review, I have a review of us. Last week I talked about a review I saw on Podchaser. I thought it was a very old one. Actually, it was a new one, fresh from December 9th, 2023. You too could get a review of us featured on the air. Leave a funny, 5-star, preferably, review on, iTunes, Podchaser, Spotify, anywhere where you can review podcasts. We'll find it. And, we'd love to read it on the air, but this one is, one from a hater, a hater. We also like to read those, Trinity 45 on Podchaser. Writes, honestly, not very funny or original. I can just go on Amazon and read reviews myself without these annoying hosts commenting and laughing at their own quote-unquote jokes. 1-star.
Oh, I wanted a little bit more.
We should get her on the show. I bet she sounds like a comedian.
A hoot.
A hoot and a hold down. But hey, let's leave on a hot and spicy, fun and silly note. I have an Amazon review for Castlevania Anniversary Collection, the limited run edition for Nintendo Switch. Jared titles their review, Good Retro Comp. They write, less castles and more Vania next time, please. 5 stars.
Well put, Jared.
What a whip-like wit.
Ah!